First of all, thank you very much, and I really appreciate the invitation. I appreciate that I was invited to preach today and also next Sabbath. Today's message is going to be a slightly different, slightly short message, but it's something which has been on my mind for quite a long time. And I just wanted to share these things with you. Yesterday, I worked in a hospital in Lincolnshire, which is the hospital with the highest death rate of the virus. So far, the death count is 66 people died, 65 or 66 people died in that hospital. And I worked there every week, a couple of days, and one day or 2 days, depending from my shift pattern. But last week, there were 54 people dead with the virus. This week is 66. So I was just talking yesterday with my mother, and I was just saying to her, you know, it's like a Russian roulette. One day, one person is dying. Next day, the person on the next bed is dying. And it's made you thinking about our life. It made me think about a lot of things lately. And I work in that kind of environment, which it's kind of normal nowadays in that hospital. You know, empty beds, you know, getting out of the hospital, people dying. There is a lot of restrictions in the hospital. Unfortunately, it's the hospital with the highest death rate. And it made me think about quite a few things. We live in a day and age where I would say that a lot of things change in our life. And what I see for the last couple of weeks, since that whole pandemic started, people initially complained a lot. People were not happy with the pandemic, with the virus. They were scared, they were worried, they were concerned. And suddenly now people are kind of accepting it. They're accepting living in this environment. They are coming to you know, to terms that it's okay to live in a lockdown. It's okay to have a restricted freedom. I speak with people all the time, and people seem to be like, you know, it's a bank holiday today. I'm thinking what kind of food I'm going to eat. People don't really realize what is going on around our lives now. I mean, our freedom is gradually taken. Now, of course, there are reasons for that. Of course, they need to protect the health of the society. But there are a lot of strange things going on as well. And one thing which always, since that epidemic started, there is a couple of things from the Bible, a couple of stories in the Bible which always pop up in my mind when I talk about our daily life. And one of the stories which is popping up in my mind all the time is the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, the destruction of Sodom. The title of my message today is Sodomic State of Mind. Now, I know that a lot of us, all of us know very well the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, what happened. And I'm not going to go through all the verses because it's quite a lot of material. But in the nutshell, Sodom and Gomorrah were a very modern and popular city. They were highly developed. I recently watched a documentary, not exactly a documentary, just a video of a Jewish guy who is actually going to the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah. There are many documentaries like that, by the way. A lot of people go there and check them out. And it's astonishing to see the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah. They are still, you can visit, physically see the house, how the house looked like. You see the steps of the house on the side. He was actually walking on the steps of the house, trying to fire up some of the brimstone and the sulfur. It was amazing. And every time when I watch that kind of video, it is always amazing for me to see the Bible in reality. And you can still see the walls of the houses, the right angles, how the houses were built and everything. So it's a very real thing. And everybody in the area there, they all know about it quite well. So what made me thinking about Sodom and Gomorrah since the whole situation with the virus happened is that exactly the people gradually getting used to living in restriction, living in lack of freedom, and their minds gradually changing. I mean, there was an article recently that a lot of people actually talking, not only on telly and in different articles, that in reality, after this pandemic will stay with us even after things are actually getting better. Our mind and our behavior change in many different ways. Now, when I talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, every time when somebody preach about Sodom as a city, everybody say, oh, you know, everyone make it sound like it's a terrible place where people are doing all kinds of twisted things on the streets. But in reality, it was a very developed city, very well-developed, one of probably the most modern cities around the world in those days. And even though that city was so developed, so well-established, prosperous, in a very prosperous area, this is why Lot went to live there. That was the main reason. That city eventually was judged by God, and he was executed. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their transgressions and sins, which basically cross all possible lines. And today I'd like to touch on two different verses and specific moments in the story, which are very important for me. Now, every time when we talk about Sodom and Gomorrah, we think about people who are extremely sinful, people who are doing some extreme sins, people who are living in unnatural sexual relationships, having unnatural behavior and that kind of stuff. But I'd like to challenge that, and I'd like to share with you my personal opinion that you have sodomic state of mind not only when you live in that kind of behavior, when sin is wonderful for you, when sin is part of you, and when you're living in some unnatural behaviors, you have unnatural behaviors and you're doing some completely irrational and unnatural things. Yes, that's sodomic state of mind. But also living, even if you're a person following God, like Lot, living in a place like that and being part of culture like that is gradually and slowly changing your mind. I believe there are different specters of sodomic mind of state. There are extremes and not so extreme. And I'll share with you a couple of verses from the Bible to try to show you that. If you open your Bibles, the story of Sodom and Gomorrah is a few different chapters, but specifically I want to read the verses of Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19, the angels of God already came to take Lot and his family. They were literally asking him, please, do you have anybody here with you, part of your family? Let's take him out because God is going to destroy this city. We're coming to take you out. Now, first of all, the first very strange thing for me in this story, do you think Lot suddenly realized that this city is sinful? Do you think he suddenly realized, oh, this is not a nice place to live. Oh, these people are doing some really strange things. These people are doing some unnatural things. No, he didn't. He didn't realize that overnight. He willingly chose to live in an area compared to Abraham, for example, which, you know, he was living in a completely different area. But Lot particularly decided to live in that area. And the sole reason for that was basically prosperity, money. He wanted better land, better opportunities for his flocks. He saw the opportunity. Now, basically what he done, he sacrifices the environment, living in a bad environment, potentially with bad influence, just for prosperity. And we'll see down in the story that when you're making that kind of choices, when you're sacrificing certain things in your life, even if you don't see it straight away, eventually you will see that these things will have certain consequences in your life. And it's very visible, unfortunately, it's very visible in the life of Lot. So the angels were begging him to get out quickly. And the verse is saying, now, if we read Genesis chapter 19 and verses 15, when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. And while he lingered, it's probably the most important words in the whole story. While he lingered, the man took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him out of the city. Set him out outside the city. Basically, what we see here, he was so slow to react. He knew that what's going to happen. He knew what is going to happen in front of his eyes. He was slow to react. And eventually, because of the mercy, because God was so merciful, he wanted to save him. He had to force him to get out, physically forced to leave the place. Taken out by his hand, led out of the city, led out by the angels out of the city. This is a story which is popping up in my mind a lot of times since the beginning of this whole pandemic, and I'm thinking about it quite a lot of times. I'm saying to myself, what exactly made Lot being so slow? Why he was so slow? What he was doing? What exactly make him to slow down so much? I mean, angels are coming and telling, look, you need to leave the place because that place will burn down and you're slow. Instead of leaving straight away, you're doing something else. And Sodomic state of mind is when your mind is so confused and so sleepy that you can't make rational decisions. Even when you see that the prophecies are fulfilling in front of your eyes. And because of your irrational and wrong decisions, you might suffer or people around you might suffer. Now, in terms of the decisions which Lot made, basically his whole family, unfortunately, had consequences and suffered because of his decisions, because of his slowness, because of him, his being slow and not taking the right decisions on time. Now, I want to read you a quick verse of a very popular song. It's called Empire State of Mind. Empire State of Mind. Now, this is a very popular song. It was probably quite popular a couple of years ago. It was all over the radio, on all the charts. It's from singers Jay-Z and Beyonce. They are quite popular. Now, that song is basically singing about New York, and it's praising the city of New York as the most wonderful place in the world. When I read the lyrics, I don't recommend you to read the lyrics because you don't need to fill your mind with garbage. But I want to read a particular line from the lyric which made me massive impression. You know that these type of songs are used to program our minds. People listen to them all the time. They're enjoying them. But actually, these songs are, and these lyrics are working on our subconsciousness. And they are very powerful. I mean, Satan, he knows how to use music very well. So I want to read these two verses, these two small lines for a from the song. The song is called Empire State of Mind, but I think the better title for that song will be Sodomic State of Mind. Now, the verse is saying, Hail Mary to the city of New York. You're a virgin and Jesus can save you. Life starts when the church ends. So that's basically the verse. I mean, there are a lot of other things in the in the lyrics of that song, which are extremely inappropriate, but that made me a lot of impression. Life starts when the church ends. Jesus can't save you, and the life starts when the church ends. This is the kind of garbage and poison which is filling people's minds on a daily basis, even when you're going to work and listening to the radio, and you don't particularly listen to the words of the song. And that is like a slow poison working in your brain. Now, you know, there are various different poisons in this world. Working all my life as a pharmacist, I was always been interested in toxicology, and I specifically studied and had a specific additional training in toxicology, and it's more specifically of how different types of drugs are working in our mind, and different types of substances, not only drugs, but elusive and illicit type of substances like narcotics, many other poisons. And there are various different poisons. And probably one of the best poisons in the world are those who are working very slow. Probably the best one, because they're slow to work. You don't see them. You don't feel them. You might even die 6 months or 1 or 2 years after you actually digesting that kind of poison or being taking that kind of poison on a regular basis. I mean, many famous people were killed exactly by these kind of poisons. I mean, I'll give you a quick example. The Nazis were using extremely good poisons to execute uncomfortable politicians from different countries, and they never killed them straight away. Now, for example, for the spies, they were using specific type of poison so they can die quickly, so they don't have to give any secret information. Like the British government, when they managed to catch Heinrich Himmler, basically killed himself straight away with cyanide to obviously not being questioned. But specific type of politicians are killed slowly. So this is a clean kill. The Nazis are doing it. They give you the poison and you die 3 days later or 4 days later or something like that. For example, the Bulgarian King Boris III was killed exactly that way. He was killed. He went to have a dinner with Hitler, and 3 days later he died. So the best poisons are the slow poisons. And unfortunately, we are surrounded from so much poison in our life. And when you're surrounded with that kind of poison, gradually you're developing sodomic state of mind, sodomic mindset. You are not doing what everybody else are doing. And you think, oh, you know, I'm okay. You know, I'm not doing unnatural things. I go to church. I'm a good Christian. But you are gradually getting that sodomic mindset in your brain, and you start accepting certain things. When you see certain things happening in our life, like what we see now, that should be a massive wake-up call for every single Christian. I think that the biggest wake-up call which ever happened in our lifetime is what happened recently with this pandemic. And unfortunately, some people will accept it as a wake-up call. Some people will accept it as just, you know, just nothing. It's just another thing. Now, how many of you remember the swine flu and the bird flu? I remember the swine flu 2009 because I think I was actually having swine flu. Because in that year, I was extremely sick. I had a massive infection. I've never been so sick. So I think I had the swine flu in 2009. And believe me, a lot of people die from swine flu. A lot of people died, and there were a lot of situations, but there wasn't a lockdown. There wasn't any serious measures like what we see today, that basically our physical freedom is completely taken away. I mean, you're not able to go to the park. I mean, I was going out today in Great Yarmouth. I was doing some shopping with my wife, and the streets are empty. Wonderful weather, sunny. Everybody is just sitting at home. And we need to be very careful, because if that's not a big, massive wake-up call for our mind, Jesus is coming so soon, we will develop this Sodomic mindset and we'll sleep again till the next crisis, until the next one, until the next one. We can't sleep. A very quick example of a well-developed Sodomic mindset is what happened to Lot's daughters. Now, obviously, these girls, they didn't have a husband, they didn't have boyfriends, but eventually, they, eventually they were the only one who survived the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, including their father. And then eventually, out of the blue, decided that they need to have children, because obviously they were they lost basically everything, their house, their livelihood. And they gave wine to their father, slept with their father, and had children from him. Now, even in today, in 21st century, that's completely ridiculous. Even when you say it, it sounds ridiculous, completely unacceptable, immoral, wrong. And, you know, there is not even enough words to describe that kind of act, to sleep with your father and have children from that. But apparently for these girls, that was normal. Now, I'm asking you why that was normal for them. It was normal for them.
No, I think you're probably right. It's what Sodom and Gomorrah did to them.
It was normal for them. And the sole reason that this was normal for them was because they developed Sodomic mindset. But when you develop Sodomic mindset, you can do it. Everything is acceptable for you anymore. You don't have any restrictions. Now, if you read in Genesis chapter 19, the children who were born from this ridiculous act, completely unnatural, basically were children who were the forefathers of some of the most wicked nations who were terrorizing the Israelites for decades. In the verses, so in chapter 19 and verse 36, thus both the daughters of Lot were with child by their father. So both of them had one child from their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab. He's the father of the Moabites to this day. The younger, she also bore a son, called his name Ben-Ammi. He's the father of the people of Ammon to this day. Now, these nations were not normal nations. They were completely ridiculous nations with such massive idolatry practices, sacrificing children and doing all kind of disgusting things. And these kind of nations were one of the prime main enemies of the Israelites. This is why I said in the beginning of this message, when you develop Sodomic mindset, making wrong choices, and your choices have consequences, not only for people around you, but they have consequences in the long run. Consequences for your wife, like Lot's wife, consequences for your children, like Lot's daughters, consequences for your grandchildren, and consequences even for God's people, like the Israelites, who are suffering because of wrong choices made by somebody years ago. So, what I'm trying to say with this message, I'm trying to say that they will live in an age we shouldn't be discouraged, and we shouldn't be, you know, feeling depressed, because we live in the amazing age. I truly believe all of you watching me today, all of us, if nothing happens to us in the next couple of years, hopefully nobody of us will get sick or die or have an accident. Most likely, every single one of us who's doing this video today will meet Jesus one day. And when I say meet Jesus, we'll be witnesses of the second coming of Christ. Most likely, we will be able to be the people who are meeting Christ when he's coming from the clouds. I truly believe this, because I don't believe that this world will continue forever. I don't believe that this world will even have 20 years. And I truly believe that we are entering in the last phase before the coming of Christ. So what we need to do is to get rid of any Sodomic little mindset, little habits, and to focus on Christ and preparation. We need to use these wake-up calls and not waiting for the Lord to come and take us by the hand and get us out, because that's not going to happen. He's merciful, and He gave us many chances, and He gave us many wake-up calls. And this is probably the biggest wake-up call ever. May God bless you. Amen.
Even so.